This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're up to Perek Hey of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Chavav. Some have these two Mishnahs. We're going to do it all in one. And Be'ez Hashem today, we're going to finish the Perek Hey. And according to some, this is the end of the Pirkei Avos. The next Perek, which is going to learn, is a Braisa. It's a Braisa. But the Maisa is going to learn together. Therefore, the Gavos ends with Perek Vav. But the Maisa, today we're going to handle the end of the Perek Hey. Ben Bagbag Oimer. The next two Mishnahs, the authors are Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey Hey. And then before she bring down, Ayin Tazianto over here, he brings down that they were Gavin. So it brings Tosfos in Chagigat of Testament Beis. And also the Medrash Shmuel says, in order to be Mastir, the master from the Malshinim, they were game. They were worried about people ratting on them. They were game. Therefore, they hid their names instead of the real names. But their Bnei Avram and Sarah, and Avram and Sarah both had a hey added to their names, Avraham and Sarah instead of Sarai. And they were the tchil of the game, like we know the Gemara says, "Chigad Av Kimmel." Avram was tchil of the game. They were the first game. Kaviyoch. They were the first game in Taka. And therefore, all the game afterwards are called their children. And therefore, to Avram is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Bag, bag, and hey, hey. Bag is Begematria 5, which means Ois Hey. Hey, hey is Taka Ois Hey. Bagbag was more Nista than Elam, and that's why he called this interesting name of Bagbag, in order to know the difference between the two Tanoim over here. Some hold, though, that Ben Bag and Ben Hey are the same Tana, just the same two names for the same person. As we said before, Ben Bagbag means Ben Ger, Ben Gyoris. Ben Hey Hey, Ben Avram, Shvasar, Ovos, Gagayim. In Mela, they're really the same person. Because they were given the two different nicknames, two names like that. Now the Maim that we're saying now is in Loshna Aramis, not like all of the other Mishnah, some of them in a lot of them in Loshna Kodesh, here it's in Loshna Aramis, because everybody's makir. That was the Loshna of the Gerim, Tosfos Yonta says, and some say, since the Torah, it's about the Torah, the Tzurich Gol of the Adam, they were said there for the language, that everybody's makir and bava. So I said before, like Rabbi Hillel Zaken, in Limud Torah, it was also said by Rami. And after we learned in the last Mishnah of the Medrash Shmuel about the Siddur of Chayon, the years, how his life is set up, we're going to be learning Chamish LeMikra, Es LeMishnah, Chamish LeTalmud. So the Mishnah is telling us, a person should think that if he learned Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Tal Gemara, you got all the Torah. No, Torah has no end. Torah has no limits, whether in the length or the breadth of Torah. And therefore, as Chazal said, the Chol Tech Risi Kates, Chol Mitzvahs Chomaoi, David Amal said. And therefore, you have to realize that you always have to be involved in Torah. That's what it says, Vaitan, Bag Bag Oime, says the Mishnah, Hafoich Bo, Vahafoich Bo, which is Torah, says the Rav, the Kula Bo. You'll find everything in Torah, everything you want in Torah. And the Meiri is saying that a person should learn Torah Shitchis, which is more superficial. Be mefahapach bo, go more in and more in. Through that, you'll find everything, you'll be able to answer all your questions. The Kula Bo, everything means. Kulabah means everything will be answered. Like you feel on your ears. If you go deeper and into, you have many questions, but that's on a superficial level. If you have fuch, but if you go more deep into, you flip it over, and you'll find in the depth of the Talmud, in the depth of the learning, you'll find your answers to all your questions. That's the Kulabah. Rashi says the Kulabah should be called Shosh to him hapich. I have to tell about Chidush. Rashi is another Pshat. But the Kulabah means there's always something to find a Chidush in it. As we know, they were in Erevin, also in Brachas, Amach Gimel, and Beis, also in Erevin and Dalet, Amach Beis, that the Chazal says is compared to a Dad of an Isha, Torah. Just like the child when it nurses, every time it nurses, it finds milk. So too, a person that goes into Torah, always finds chidushim. And also, Chazal say, "Lamanim shatu b'Torah l'te'ena wherever." But she never nurses the Torah. Period. Lamanim ha'te'ena zu. Why am I mashish by much about te'ena? The te'ena tree always be mashish, but you'll find. You always find te'ena because Rashi explains over there that the te'ena tree doesn't ripen all at the same time. There's always new ones ripening. So you always find something that's more fit to eat. And that's the way it's to be Torah. Called Mashahoygeba, you also find the tam. But Bar Sechazay, and there you'll see the MS with the eye of Yisaychal, as the Rambam says. V'siv ublei bah, the tasiv means become old and be mevale in it. Spend your time, even as you're getting older and older, in the area, in the Indian of, even when you're a zaken, and a seva, you should spend the oyser b'tayr, u'minah lo tezua, from it, you should never move, and a person should never say, listen, I learned enough that I need to learn, I don't have to learn more, I don't know, you should, and if I'll go learn other chachmas, no, a person always has to be a zaken and tayr, there's always more to learn. She'ein lucha mida toi ve'imena. There's nothing greater, no better mida than a person who's misasik and mistabik and toira. As it says, la'imush ha'ter, la'imush ha'ticho v'yikisim v'yom v'layla. The Rav says, the cool about what you call timsa, which is a besivu v'laba. Kamad sik to the save of the tazman, as we said before, never leave the toira. I mean, Allah says, Surah, Shalom, Tomo, Lamad, Tichop, Israel. I learned all the Chop, Israel. Elach, V'achol, V'lava, Amad, Chop, Israel, Amad, Chop, Israel, and you go learn on the Greek laws, the Greek studies. She'ein muter l'lumad chos yivan al-mavok she'os l'har b'te b'te. The only place you're allowed to do it, it learn chos yivan is in a place where you can't think in Torah, or b'es ha-merchatz, or b'es ha-kiseh, in the bathroom, or in the shower, in the b'es ha-merchatz. Because you saw this from Yeshua, ma'al l'lumad Torah, as b'na yivan is, they asked Yeshua, or you like to teach your son yivan is, amalem yilamdeinu b'shua she'en yiloyoyim v'loy layla. Don't teach him when his time is not day and not night, because it says about Gisabah, it's still Gisabah Yom Valayla. And the Mela, that is what the Mishnah is telling us, the person has to really use out all his time for Torah. There's so much to learn, it's never ending, there's always new Chidushim, and therefore a person should not waste his time. And he should, even when he gets older and older, still his day should be used out and spent on Limelech Torah. The last Mishnah, or it's almost a chelik of the previous Mishnah, and Hei Oimer, the form Tzara Agra. And Hei says, according to the pain, is the reward, according to the difficult, according to the effort, is the reward. It says the Rav, if it's really the Tzara Sha'at HaSoiva, up to the amount of the Tzara, the pain, the suffering, the difficulty that you have, believe in Torah, asiyas a mitzvah, whether it's learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, yischoch meruba. The more pain, the more difficulty, the greater the reward. And that's a very, very important. Some people say, "Oh, it's so hard for me to learn for Hashem, or for you a tremendous reward now." Because if the harder it is for you, more difficult to focus and concentrate, the more schar you're going to get. And that's a big story in learning and how much a kohen looks and sees how much effort we're putting in. How much difficulty we have. Some people, their mind doesn't work as quick and it takes a long time for them to get it. Hashem says for those guys, Fakel from Tzara Agra. Point to the difficult would be the reward, and therefore a person should never give up and never have any chalis hadas. Oh, it's so hard for me. The service will die, but you're going to get even more reward. And Fakel, everything will come. Praise Hashem. Okay. Before the Rambam says, the film says argument is whatever you mitzvah in Torah, that will be yischar. As it says, in the Torah, it's called Mishimei Mitzvah. Very apropos, this is Chazal Dash from our parasha. You can't be kind of Torah, we even made Mitzvah. The Chidon of Mishah, Atom Moitz Chema Shal Torah, the Moitz and Brahma Samach Gimel also the same Da, the same Omid. Where do you find the Chema, the sweetness, the beauty of Torah? We should make Yichol Shayon, like Mishta Imoy, Allah, someone who throws up and the milk that he nursed from his mother on for Torah. Medrash Shmuel says, the Tanis Kamil Nachman is the Olam HaToreach Mitzvah HaHabit. The Torah is coming to comfort the person that works so difficult, but invests so much energy and so much koichas into learning until he understands something. He got one of Kazan and told the Harpers, we leave it at Torah. This guy might want to say, why should I learn? It's not the result. So you're getting a reward for it. You get the reward for the effort. That's the Mishnah. And some times, a guy worked hard to earn. He didn't get the result. He never got the result. But at the end of the day, he put in all the effort, tremendous effort. He's going to have the same reward, he says, as a person who's talking a giant chacham and gadol, because the efforts, the superhuman effort that this person's putting in to understand the Torah, Hashem is reckons with that and says, wow, this guy's unbelievable. He didn't even get it at the end. This guy worked for 10 minutes, his mind works fast. He chaps because he's a genius. 10 minutes and he has the whole thing. This guy's spending hours till he gets it. That's as great from Sarah Agra. That's what we have to really both say, to apply ourselves to our utmost ability. And Hashem's looking on, he sees everything that we do. And everything is rewarded for. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.